98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh. Gordon Basham today. 6:30 now on a Monday morning. Democrat House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Democrat Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will meet with President President Trump Tuesday to discuss government spending. This comes after Congress approved a short-term stopgap spending bill last week. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
This meeting is going to be the linchpin because they need Democratic votes to move any sort of a spending bill through the House and the Senate. Keep in mind that they need 60 votes in the Senate. And one of the issues here is that there's not the right mixture in the House of Representatives of Republicans alone, which can pass a bill to fund the wall or to keep the government open without the border wall. It's an odd mixture, and that's why Democrats are central to this conversation. Nancy Pelosi certainly has pressures from her caucus about going too far. I asked her last week straight up. I said, you know, would you agree to some degree of border wall funding if, say, they could have a DACA fix? And she gave a very emphatic one-word answer, no.
The stopgap bill will fund the government through December 21st.
A former Olathe teacher and Shawnee City Council member will go on trial after pleading not guilty to having a sexual encounter with a student.
33-year-old Justin Adrian waived his right to a preliminary hearing Friday in Johnson County District Court. The Kansas City Star reports the alleged sexual encounter occurred in a classroom at Olathe East High School where Adrian was a history teacher. The student was 18, but Kansas law makes it illegal for a teacher to have sexual contact with a student at the same school. Adrian was a member of the Shawnee City Council, but resigned when the allegations surfaced. He is free on bond while the case is pending. His next court appearance is scheduled for January 23rd. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Recently,
the former human resources director at Newman University is suing the college.
According to the lawsuit, university officials fired former HR director Mandy Greenfield for reporting rules violations. Greenfield stated that she reported complaints of gender discrimination against a number of the school's athletic officials and also the vice president for student affairs. She goes on to say that her firing in January 2018 was retaliation for that report. Newman University issued a statement on Friday that says, in part, that they deny the claims and are aware of the lawsuit. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
There have been several controversies surrounding the Sedgwick County Commission recently. Now District Attorney Mark Bennett has opened an investigation. Bennett says a complaint concerning a violation of the Kansas Open Meetings Act was made back in October, and now the matter is under investigation. KSN News spoke with media attorney Lyndon Vicks.
I think there are a number of instances where a majority of a board happens to get together. The tough question is, are they discussing business? I suppose you can presume that they're talking about their families or sports or their Pinterest pages, but are we going to also believe that they're never talking about the business that they do together?
Commissioner Richard Ranzau says he believes at least three commissioners have met in private to talk about commission business.
It might go without saying that a caller claiming to be with police who demands nude videos is a scammer, but Fort Hays State University police are warning the public anyway.
The Wichita Eagle reports that a statement from the Fort Hays State University Campus Police Department says the calls to students appear to come from its phone number. The caller then tells the recipient that they are connected to a drug investigation before eventually demanding nude photos as proof that the call recipient doesn't have drugs on them or in their room. Police say the caller becomes belligerent if the recipient asks questions and threatens arrest if the recipient tells anyone of the call. Victims of the scam are asked to call university police. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky, a cold start to our day. It's going to be sunny and 45, though, later on this afternoon. Mostly clear and not as cold tonight. Our low 28, and a disturbance moves by tomorrow with gusty south winds. Our high 55, a little cooler Wednesday with a high near 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 25 degrees. We have a north wind at 7 miles per hour. And again, if you're just heading out the door or going to in a few minutes in your car, your vehicle is left outside, you will have a little scraping time this morning. I did, and Jad did, and Gordon did not, because Gordon's...
My Maserati is usually parked in the garage.
It's in the garage under armed guard, so...
Yes. How much did you have to scrape? Mine was very little.
Not much. No, you don't have to do much, but
right.
It's best to get most of it off there before you get started. On this date, this is December 10th, on this date in 1962... Lawrence of Arabia had its royal premiere in London. Peter O'Toole starred as English officer T.E. Lawrence. And I confess to you that, of course, I was a kid, so I didn't know anything about, really, about Arabia or their history or anything about T.E. Lawrence. And this is a portrayal of a Brit who went over there and organized the Arabs and fighting World War One.
And an exceptional movie it was.
A terrific movie. Now, little bit more about David Lean. Sir David Lean was an English, this was his film, film director, producer, screenwriter, editor. He had three large-scale epics. I count three. Bridge on the River Kwai in 1957.
Yep.
Terrific movie. And then Lawrence of Arabia in 1962. And the last of the three was Dr. Zhivago in 1965, which of the three is my favorite.
Yes.
Which of the three is your favorite there, then?
Actually, Lawrence of Arabia is my favorite, but that was probably because in high school I was almost whipped into submission by reading Zhivago in Russian.
In Russian. Yike.
It was a tough read.
So you didn't, okay. Well, you know, and if you, those are the kind of movies, especially if you don't see them on a big screen in a theater. I remember the opening shot of Zhivago, which is this huge panorama with mountains in the background. I think they shot it in Spain.
Yeah.
And it's just, and, you know, same thing in Lawrence of Arabia.
Well, David Lean was an amazing
master. Nominated seven times for the Academy Award for Best Director, which he won twice for Bridge on the River Kwai and Lawrence of Arabia. So a little bit more that you, maybe you don't need to know all that about Lawrence of Arabia and David Lean, but he died in 91. He'd been married six times, had one child, and he died in 91. But a master filmmaker. Whew. And he shot the big ones, no doubt about it. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted. There are plenty of people who don't believe in Santa Claus, but these days there also seem to be many people who believe they should tell everyone there's no Santa Claus. Case in point, a man who in Florida repeatedly screamed, "There's no Santa Claus!" during a Saturday holiday festival with the kids there, of course. A woman shared cell phone footage with a Fort Myers TV station showing the man yelling that Santa doesn't exist. Police were at the event, but they couldn't do anything because the man was exercising his freedom of speech.
Right.
They say they could have stepped in if the man had used something to amplify his voice or had started a riot.
Well,
those are the two parameters.
Right? At least, I hope the kids were peaceful. Obviously, they were.
Yeah. There are some sixth graders I know that could pound his rear end, I'll bet.
True.
Yeah, no Santa here. Take that.
Give me a knuckle sandwich there.
Former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden says he's going to stay engaged for the rest of his life, but he didn't make any indication about whether he will make a run for the presidency in 2020. I've heard that he might. Biden made the comments during an appearance in Vermont that is part of his ongoing tour promoting his book, Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose, which he wrote after the cancer death of his son, Bo. His son was, as I remember, practically the only child of a prominent, you know, politician at all who served in any, either Iraq, Afghanistan, or anything.
Right. Quite a
I mean, those
man.
People, those people in Congress, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll send your kids, but don't, you're not taking mine.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway.
Gosh.
It's an all-volunteer service, right, sir?
Yes.
There you go.
Definitely.
All right, we've got a big deal going on tomorrow night. We're going to remind you about this, the 8th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour. A benefit for the Kansas Food Bank. It's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Scottish Rite Center Auditorium, first in Topeka. Bring a non-perishable food item or a monetary donation, and you can be a part of the studio audience, the live studio audience, barbershop, choruses. Steve and Ted will be there, and we're going to be doing some fun stuff. I saw the script this morning. We are ready to rock and roll. It's tomorrow night, and then we will record the whole thing. McClellan Sound will record it for us, and we will play it back on Christmas morning at 8 o'clock.
That really sounds like fun.
It is going to be fun. We've done it. This is going to be number 8, and they are fun. Fun thing to do, and we look forward to seeing you out there. Coming up March 7th at Century 2, Glenn Miller Orchestra, Greatest Hits Show. Been talking about this for quite a while now. It's coming up in March, but we're going to have this week on Steve and Ted three pairs of tickets to give away. And the first pair is going to go sometime later this morning. I'm not going to tell you when, but be ready for your chance. It's going to be real simple. All you do is call it in. That's the way we do it. We make it simple. We don't want to challenge people. You know, this is fun stuff. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. And it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Most all of the cattle complex had their lowest trade of the past three trading sessions on Friday as they quickly went negative and then opened lower. They recovered, traded mix, and closed on the mix side Friday. At the close of business Friday, cash cattle trading was as high as 119.50. The lean hog futures also had early downside on Friday and closed positive. Now, Friday is expiration in December, lean hog futures and options. On the close Friday, February live cattle, 27 cents lower at 121.52. Cam feeder, 17 higher, 144.37. Feb hogs, 97 higher at 67.87. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed positive Friday. The great wheat export numbers Friday supported short covering that took place in the wheat. And we saw last week the March KC wheat gained 12 cents, canned beans gained 22 cents, and March corn gained 8 cents for the week. At the moment, we're seeing a little bit of downside as March Kansas City wheat's 2 3/4 lower, trading at 5.09 1/4. March corn down a penny and a quarter, 3.84 1/4. Canned beans down 3.5 at 9.13 1/4. January crude oil, 82 cents lower, 51.79. February gold, 60 cents lower, $1,252. December S&P, 7 points lower, 2,629. December dollar index, 11 cents higher, trading at 96.59, with December Dow Jones futures, 70 points lower, 24,362. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, closing in on the end of the year here in just a couple of weeks. What kind of a year has it been for you at your place of business there?
It's been a good year. It's been an interesting year. And like you can say about most years, you never know what's around the corner. And it's been one of those kind of years also.
Now, is this we had drought this year, or is that last year we had all the drought?
We had drought
and fires
areas this year. It was not a widespread drought.
Yeah.
We did have drought.
Okay. And that makes it tough down on the farm. All right.
Yes, and so does excessive rain, too, because that causes flooding and crop losses, too.
Yeah.
So we've had a mixture of weather this year out there on the farm.
Okay, so Christmas, just how many shopping days we got left? I have the number here. 14, something like that. Anyway.
That looks about right.
About right, 14. And I just wondered if, you, if you've got all your Christmas shopping done there.
Well, from what Patty told me, we did.
The Patty's in charge, just like everything else, huh?
I'm not trusted with stuff like that, Steve. That's important stuff.
Yeah. Well, when it's time for you to go to the restroom, do you ask Patty permission or to raise your hand or whatever?
It's kind of back like it was in school. You put your hand up and wait for permission to be granted.
Well, I've seen Patty. She seems like a nice person. You make her sound like she's...
Sorry. Would I get in trouble, Steve, if I said looks are deceiving?
Yes, you would. She might be listening. You don't know.
She might be, or she's got her friends listening.
There you go. But say, listen, are you a hard person to buy for when it comes to gifts?
I guess I'd be honest and say yes.
Really?
Yeah.
For the same reason that I'm a hard person to buy for, in that I have everything I need and want in the whole world?
Well, I don't know if that's quite my reason.
Okay. You could probably be satisfied with a half bushel of soybeans, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd take a full bushel.
Full bushel. All right.
Half.
Listen, can you ask Patty if you can sign off now?
Yep, she said yes.
Okay, thank you. There you go. Tom Leffler. Sounds like he might be a little henpecked.
Well, there's another word for that, too.
Oh, yeah. We've both been in the boat. 642 with Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker on the way. Interest rates rise, delay, or panic? Don Grant coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.